Right now, the legislature is facing a deficit that some leaders are describing as a $4 billion problem. With oil prices half what they were a year ago, lawmakers are having to cut agency budgets for the first time in years. Today, the Finance Committee in the House and the Senate held their first hearings on the operating budget. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez was there and joins us to talk about the legislature's approach. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello, Lori.
So, Alexandra, Governor Bill Walker submitted his endorsed budget about a week ago. How is his team describing it to the legislature?
Well, even though Budget Director Pat Pitney was just giving a high-level overview today, it definitely felt like a marathon at points. Between the House and the Senate Finance Committees, she presented and took questions for more than 4 hours. In each hearing, she had about a half dozen commissioners join her. She called them her lifelines. And they, you know, walked through all of the separate agency cuts. She highlighted the 6% cuts in agency operations that aren't governed by formulas, but she did acknowledge the cuts could go deeper. She described what they're offering as, you know, in her words, a prudent balance between slimming the budget and preventing a crash. But even with those cuts, there's still a deficit that looks like $3.5 billion now and could grow to $4 billion depending on the price of oil.
What are you hearing? Do lawmakers think it goes far enough?
There were a lot of compliments for getting a few hundred million dollars lower than the previous year, but there was a lot of talk of the need for further cuts. In the Senate Finance hearing this morning, Senator Peter Michicki, who's a Republican from Soldotna, he basically said, right now, we're not in an election year. He doesn't care if he's reelected at all, but some people are less likely to make big moves when they're having to campaign and come back to their district. So, he commented that if there's going to be a time for cuts, it should be now, and it shouldn't be next year. But when it comes to individual cuts, you know, every bit of spending has its own constituency. In the Senate Finance hearing, we heard Senator Donnie Olson, who's a Democrat who represents a good chunk of rural Alaska, mentioned that he thought there were discrepancies in the way that cuts in the Department of Transportation treated air taxis and pilots in rural parts of the state by increasing their landing fees, where people who live in places where they don't rely on air transit as much don't have to share that burden. So it's going to be a long, arduous process in getting the budget down further, but that's the goal.
What are lawmakers saying are their biggest areas of concern?
So one of the most interesting discussions that happened today was in the House Finance Committee room this afternoon when the issue of education came up. In the current budget submitted by the governor, education is only forward funded at 90%. And when you fund it at 90%, you know, you're not putting the entire amount of money in there, but you plan to. And so there was some description of that as a shell game by some legislators, and their financial analyst got up there and he said, you know, you could just decide not to forward fund education at all, but all that would really be doing is masking the size of the deficit, because education funding is such a large part of the budget, it's over $1 billion. You could say, oh, we're just not going to forward fund education at all this year, and suddenly the deficit gets a lot smaller, even though you're going to have to pay for that down the road.
All right. Well, thanks for tracking all of it for us, Alexandra.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.